Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right, so today's tidbits, we've got three of them. The first one is spiritual conductors. The second one is speaking as a tool. And the third one is time. And how you don't have enough of it. So let's start with number one, spiritual conductors. I was in a phone conversation today. I was looking for some spiritual downloads and intuitive guidance. And sometimes you can struggle when you're really looking for it, when you're really trying to fight yourself and gain that spiritual guidance and those spiritual downloads, you may not be getting the information that you're looking for. So what happened today is I was talking to a girlfriend on the phone and she had water running in the back of the call. And as I heard the water running, I actually heard spirit talking through the water. Now, the reason I'm going into this is because a lot of the time when you're connecting to spirit, you will connect through your mind's eye. You'll connect hearing in your mind. You'll see things in your mind, and you may not connect in the physical plane as often as in your mind's eye. Now, what I mean by that is if you physically see spirit standing in front of you, if you can hear spirit, or if you hear people walking through the house, if you hear somebody call your name, a lot of the times you may hear that in your mind's eye and not in the physical manifestation. So there are conductors that help you. So on a lot of the paranormal movies and videos that you watch, you'll see the EMF machines, you'll see white noise conductors, I believe they are. Maybe that's the same thing. I don't know. I wouldn't watch them very often. But those are actually conductors, spiritual conductors, to allow you to hear spirit or see spirit on a different level. When it kind of raises your vibration, your energetic level, it raises your awareness in a different way. You may be focused on the running water in this case, but in essence, you're focused on that. So your focus is only on that and you're grounding on that. But on the offhand, you're actually able to hear and identify something that spirit's telling you on a physical level rather than on the spiritual, energetic, mind's eye level. So that's something very interesting, as well as when I see spirit in the physical plane. So say I'm standing here and I can see spirit in my mind's eye, and it's like I've got a photograph in my head of what spirit looks like. But then you'll actually see them in front of you. And when you see them in front of you, that can happen through those conductors. So for me, how I know I'm going to see spirit is my vision will actually change in the moment. So whether or not that's my vision becomes blurry for a second, or it feels as though it's completely shifting. So my focus completely shifts, and then I'm able to see spirit in the physical plane as a specter, as a ghost, as a spirit, whatever you want to call it. That is how I'm able to see and hear them in the physical plane, is sometimes using different conductors like water, music, shifts in your vision, shifts in your hearing. Maybe your ears are ringing or your ears pop, and then all of a sudden you can see or hear spirit. So those are spiritual conductors. Next topic is spirit, like speaking as a tool, and speaking to somebody else, speaking to a coach. And I want to really use this as the value of having somebody to talk to, whether that be a coach, a friend, a mentor, a teacher, whatever it may be. If you're really looking for some intuitive guidance, or you're struggling with something and you're having issues not understanding what's coming through, or you may be feeling like you're blocking what's coming through, that can actually be because you're trying too hard to get those answers. You're trying to connect to spirit too hard. You may be too focused on the outcome rather than just allowing yourself to focus on something different. So a lot of my intuitive downloads today, I showered during the shower. Before the shower, I had asked spirit, I said, okay, I need some intuitive downloads. I need some stuff. I need some stuff worked out. How are you going to help me? And go from there. So with that, sorry, got sidetracked for a second there. With speaking to somebody else, while I was in the shower, I got some intuitive downloads. And then I wrote them down. I started to think about them. And then I got on the phone with one of my girlfriends. And while I was on the phone with her, I was really starting to talk it out. I started to talk out my ideas, the downloads that I had received. And in doing that, I actually received more downloads and more information to go forward on this intuitive guidance and the downloads that I had received. So when you take your mind off what you're struggling to find the answer for, when you take your mind off of it, when you're releasing that energy or the emotions that you've got pent up, when you're talking to other people about it, you can remove the pressure on yourself to get that download. And again, you're grounding yourself in the moment by talking to somebody else. You're focused on talking to that other person. Maybe something they say, maybe something that you say, maybe all of a sudden something will click. And that's really the benefit of having a coach, a teacher, a mentor, you know, a counselor, whatever have you. If you're really struggling to find answers to your questions, talking it out with somebody else is hugely important because one, we're not emotionally charged by the situation, whereas you may be. And two, we can give you those ideas. We can give you a different focus so that your mind can click that thought into place. And really you're building those puzzle pieces. And that is actually one of the things my friend said is that building your spiritual foundations and trying to create your spiritually aligned life, trying to get everything in order and learn everything that you can, you're overwhelmed, you're trying to find all these different areas of learning, you're trying to find a mentor or a teacher, and you're becoming so overwhelmed, you're trying to fit all of these puzzle pieces together and you don't know what the puzzle looks like. Right? You don't know what that puzzle is. And I actually made a post about that today, the invisible puzzle, right? Where you feel like you're trying to fit all these pieces together. You're trying to change things. You're trying to create something, but you don't know what the end result looks like. And the puzzle to you is invisible. And then it's overwhelming and it feels like it's impossible. But in essence, that invisible puzzle is you. And it is possible to put it together because you're putting those pieces together. You're putting your spiritual pieces together. You're putting your mindset pieces together. You're connecting your mind, body, and soul. You don't know what that looks like at the beginning because you're so overwhelmed with the different unaligned beliefs that you've had or you've created your entire life that now all of a sudden you're like, okay, now I can find clarity. That's where I come in. Where I give you the different scenarios, I give you the ideas, which is why I created the Building Your Spiritual Foundations program so that you have one place to go. You can come to me and say, you know, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to begin. And I'm going to take you through a bunch of steps, through protection, through grounding, through crystals and chakras and all of these different items that you can use as tools, techniques, and practices to create that spiritual foundation so that you can keep building upon it and you can start to put those puzzle pieces together, which is why that's the second part in my spiritual empowerment trinity. The third part is creating your spiritually aligned life. So it's all step by step. Number three is time and how you feel you might not have enough of it. Everybody's like, I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to focus on myself. I don't have time to learn. I don't have time to take a program. I don't have time to read a book. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. And this is like a repetitive, I don't have time. Well, one, it's taking you time to say you don't have time. Two, you've taken the time to learn or to browse what it is that you're interested in. You're always going to be learning. You're always going to be growing. You're always going to move through life thinking that you don't have any time. But in reality, you don't know how much time you have. So you're wasting time by saying, I don't have enough time, when you don't know how much time you have. You don't know that you have 86,400 minutes or seconds in every day to make a decision, to learn about something. If you want to create something, or if you want to learn about something and you want growth, you need to make the time, because time is irrelevant. You're not guaranteed how much time you have or how much time you don't have. You have literally right now. So what does it hurt if you take right now and decide, okay, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to learn about this. I'm going to take the next 20 minutes and whatever I've got going on later, I'm just going to postpone that a little bit. And if you can't postpone it a little bit, then you say, okay, I'm going to learn about this, you know, for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get ready. Or I'm going to take 5 minutes out of my shower and I'm going to get ready. Or, you know, I'm going to ask my partner or ask my children to give me 20 minutes to do what I need to do. You can always make time for whatever it is that you want to do, but you're not guaranteed that you're going to have more time to do it. So make sure that you remember that time is irrelevant. You're always going to be a teacher. You're always going to be learning. And until the day you die, you're always going to be learning something new. So that is what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I hope you enjoyed these three little tidbits. And yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.